The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
Rhonda Manning is joining us here in the studio. Being a psychic medium, and I guess that's correct to, because I know that, you know, and I've met several people who have traveled in those circles.
Yes.
When you talk about the application of scientific method to this,
I can give you a very clear example because people need to look this up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So first of all, I'd like to recommend a book called The Field Theory by Lynn McTaggart. She is a journalist that went 2 years around the world studying other countries that were looking at this energy that we now tie to intuition.
Right.
And she wrote this book and it was amazing. One of the things she talked about in this book is that about 4 years ago, maybe a little longer, I'm not sure exactly of the year, but science discovered the most amazing and most powerful energy they have ever seen. Where do you think they discovered it?
Taco Bell.
Hey, I'm hungry.
I am too. I'm starving.
Where's that dog? Does he fetch? You know that Chihuahua dog on Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah. He's dead.
Oh, sad. I can talk. Hey, by the way, I can talk to him because I also talk to pets in heaven.
Okay.
So, anyway, the energy is all around us. We're walking in a sea of light and energy that is the most magnificent energy that science has ever discovered.
Right.
So the air is an illusion. Now, I can see this energy. They call it the zero-point field energy. The reason why they call it that is because they thought that they had seen all energy. So what it did is it hit the zero point from their technology where there was no more energy. So now they found it with further technology. So they call it the zero-point field energy. However, we call it life force energy, and Eastern medicine has been using this for years. And so here's an example. If you can visualize this, one of my trainings with Juan Della Prado, a mystic, is during a ceremony, I was actually thrown out of my body where I was conscious, and I felt like a baseball going into space. And I felt myself stop and then turn around, even though I had no body. And what I had the opportunity to see is Earth in its energetic form. And what I'd like to tell you is it was beautiful. And it looks like a multicolored rubber band ball with waving lights of various colors. And it shines and there's a chorus that comes from it like a song. Even though science says there's no sound in space, well, guess what? They just discovered the energy around us, okay? And so we look like that. Everything is broken down to wave, sound, color, musical, mathematical, okay? And so what they discovered is when they harnessed this at major institutions, and I'm talking about major institutions in the country, what they discovered was when they hooked it up to a computer, that was one thing. But whenever there was human observation, the energy slowed down in vibrational wave and began to take on mass of the thought of the person, which means this energetic Play-Doh that we don't see, which is the most amazing energy in the world, can be moved by us with vision, thought, belief, and breath. And so this turned everybody upside down. And so when it first got published, it got repeated over and over with the same results. Now, having said that, I see this energy in these waves and they contain information. Okay? So as a result of that, I manipulate them. I'm able to bring them right to me, and I'm like one big cell phone tower. And so I'm able to read information through energetic lines. And I'm speaking to angels, sometimes Jesus, Mother Mary, Buddha, guides, and God.
Mm-hmm. All at the same time.
No, various times.
We get a little
times.
Noisy.
You know, and here's the thing. You know, people get so serious about this stuff, so I'd like to tell you a funny story.
Sure.
I was on a major radio station here in Memphis, and I had... it was a great opportunity. And so anyway, these people, I ended up being on a morning show that aired for quite some time, but afterwards, but I had been invited to get on a radio show going out to millions of people, and I was nervous. Now, having said that, I have complete faith in my guides, and I know what to do when I go into my physical body, but I was particularly nervous. When I'm nervous, I can't read well. I have to be in a calm state. So all of a sudden, I had this vision, and I kid you not. First of all, there was Mother Mary. And standing behind her was Jesus. Standing behind Jesus was my primary guide, which is Maida, a Native American medicine woman. And behind her was Ark, who is a Norwegian warrior who has been with me for childhood. And what they did is they were standing in a line behind each other with their hands on each shoulder, and they started dancing to my Karina, at which point I broke up. Laughing hysterically. Now listen to this. These radio personnel had never met me, all right? And so there was this big glass window with me sitting on the couch, and they were taking a risk going to a psychic, having psychic medium on the show anyway. And so they were looking through these glass doors, and all they can see is Rhonda Manning laughing hysterically on a couch. And their eyes were huge when I came into the room thinking, oh, I hope she's not crazy.
Oh, we get that all the time. We're sort of used to that.
I bet.
It happens. It's, you know, it's just the nature of the beast.
Some of the blues guys we have down here are of an age where they're one foot in this world and one foot in another.
Oh, my God, ooh. Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of live music down here, so we bring in, you know, there's musicians that come in from all over the area.
That is amazing.
And it is, it's pretty cool. And we as that would indicate up there up above the window, we have a large time down here. But that's all part of the fun.
Joy is high energy because, see, I actually can see emotions come out of the body in waves.
Yes.
And so joy, when I see joy emitting from the body, it's high vibrational, which means it's a good thing to have.
Well, for about 50 years, this space that we're in right now has done exactly what it's done. The addition of a radio station was, of course, relatively new within the past 3 years, but there's always been some kind of entertainment down in here in one form or another. And we've often had the running gag about and you'll hear some of these people that come in, they go, hey, it's got a good vibe down here. There's like, you can tell there's a lot of spirits down here. There's some good stuff. And
well,
yeah, there's some dead people still wandering.
I offered to read for this building and don't give me any information.
That's all I'm going to tell
maybe,
you.
So maybe you can record that live as we're doing it.
It's happening right now.
I meant when I do a reading of a building, if y'all want me to do it.
Oh, yeah, we can do that, yeah.
Sure, because yeah. I actually speak to those in heaven, as well as what we call earthbound souls. And these are our mothers, brothers, uncles. So I disagree in the depersonalization of them.
Right.
And so they're just not ready to go to heaven yet. And so
that tends to happen.
But everybody eventually takes the train. And so I can speak to pets in heaven, anybody in heaven. And I speak to ghosts here.
Well, we got a few of them we can talk to. Now you got the Memphis Metaphysical Fair is happening here. It's this weekend, isn't it?
It is this weekend.
Yes.
August 5th and 6th. And let me tell you something. This is the biggest metaphysical holistic fair Memphis has ever had.
Right.
And so we have about 15 different free workshops. We have well over, I think we're close to maybe 50 vendors or something close to that.
Yeah.
And being our very first fair, that is really good. We hope to expand that. And we have people coming from other states. We also have a keynote speaker, which is an amazing man. His name is Larry and Flanman. And he will be talking about science as well as intuition. And this man has written several books, as well as been on the History Channel, the Discovery Channel. But he is coming in, and I'm sorry, I got Larry's last name wrong. Well, was that a blooper? Flaxman, Larry Flaxman.
Yes.
And so everybody, get onto my website at psychicmediumrhonda.com, and you can buy your tickets there. You can see the lineup of all the speakers, and you can read about me, since I am...
You'll be there, yes.
Yes. I will be doing a gallery where I will be speaking to heaven. Because I'm running it, I do have a booth. So one of the workshops is me speaking to heaven. But I do have a booth that will have all my cards and information. And if people sign up for my readings, they're going to get a 10% discount. But they have to sign up for my readings and pay in advance for them, okay? Because and then they'll get 10% off if they come to my booth and do that.
Yeah, but we're having a fine time. Rhonda Manning has joined us.
I am not Joel.
You're far prettier than Joel.
Aw.
See, she's being assertive.
No, Joel is prettier on the inside.
He is pretty wholesome, isn't he?
He is.
We're not.
No.
Up wholesome and you won't find us.
Our afternoon show is much more mild-mannered than our morning show. Yeah.
But I'm surely not as fun.
It's fun.
Okay, it's just a mild-mannered.
This particular.
Very different.
Yeah, this show gets into the... I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's different. But we'd like to have a good time, you know. We always kid about we're here to waste everybody's time, and the point of, you know, if we can make you think or smile a little bit, then that's really all it's about, you know.
Yes.
Having done those wacky zoo shows, you and I were talking out in the hallway earlier about where I had come from and what led me to here, and that's a vastly different thing.
Yes.
You know? Vastly different. But I'm actually enjoying myself over here personally, because I don't have to answer to anybody.
You know, there's more to a job than money. And as a psychotherapist,
really?
I can tell you, I have treated a lot of people who have money who are miserable with their jobs. So, you know, I
and a lot of poor people that are very happy.
You got it. And I think I would choose happy.
Yeah, being psychologically stable because you're happy at doing what you do makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, no one's... totally psychologically stable.
Well, there's that.
We all have that part, man.
Oh, we walk
it's
that
called
line.
The dark night of the soul. Thomas Merton.
The old quote that I love so much.
Five Story Mountain,
normal is a setting on a dryer.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm familiar with Merton, by the way. That he's a tremendous writer.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to... give a giveaway.
You're doing a giveaway.
On the radio station.
What are you giving away, Rhonda?
Well, first of all...
Hang on, let me read your mind. Hot dogs.
Actually, we will have those available at the Metaphysical Fair.
I can do this. I kid.
For the physical side, not so much the medicine.
That's correct. Here we have holistic vendors with vitamins and stuff, and we're selling hot dogs.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're a psychic. What's in a hot dog? Do we want to know?
No.
Good.
Sorry. No, I don't. I can answer that. No.
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 No, go on.
Yes. Anyway, I was going to give away 5 free readings.
Yes.
For the first 5 callers.
You want to do that? You really want to get these callers?
Not callers. I'm sorry. I forget that.
Because you don't know what you're going to get.
That's right.
These idiots calling in here.
No.
You don't need all that.
Okay. I've been on other radio shows, so that was a slip. But anyway, please email me off my website at psychicmediumrhonda.com. But here are the requirements. You first must log on and like this show's page.
Radio Memphis in the Morning, yes.
As well as mine on Facebook.
Yes.
And they need to tag 5 other friends to do the same. And they just need to send us that information, and the first 5 people will get a free reading.
How about that?
So you have to have first 5, and you have to have 5 along with you who have liked both of our pages.
And you'll get a free reading out of the deal. Okay. Well, cool. All right. Well, now... Kate, you've agreed off air.
I have agreed.
I will testify as a witness that there was no information that was exchanged between these two.
None. I even had to exchange information with myself.
Yes.
I had to make decisions.
Do you need any, like, kind of...
No.
Do you need a little music or something?
Oh, no.
You want to burn some incense?
You know, it's so
smoke
funny.
Smoke a joint, have a beer?
It's so funny because when people think of me, typically here in the United States, someone like me, they think of seance and a table and holding hands. You know, that's so ridiculous. I will tell you.
That's Hollywood right there.
Absolutely ridiculous. I can stand up in a lighted auditorium and all that stuff.
I will admit this to you. I'm a more spiritually minded person myself. The house that I moved into had some residual things.
Mm-hmm.
And I burned sage.
Yes, that
I
is
I did
a,
my sage, but I also
a sacred herb.
The main energy that was remaining in my house was from former canine residents.
Wow.
So this was the first time I have ever burned sage and spoken to puppies.
Wow.
I did not feel my most sane at that moment.
Okay. Run to the light, boy. Run to the light.
You're a good boy. You can go home. Basically, was what this was.
I have to tell you that I've done quite a few house clearings, and I personally have never had one of those where I had to clear animals.
They tend to know what's going on. They know how to
go. Now, what happens is animals will sometimes, that have passed away, will sometimes kind of come and visit their owners in spirit form. But I've never seen stuck pets. So that's interesting.
I don't want to give my address, but I will
can I go there and see? Are they still there? Because I can talk to them. That would be an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll talk.
Yeah, you can come because my property, we found, I think... I actually...
Well, don't tell me anymore, please.
Okay, sorry.
Don't tell me anymore whatsoever. That's part of being an evidentiary... therapist. Psychic medium. Okay, so during the break, I didn't get any information from her, but I simply wanted to ask her what kind of reading she wanted, because there are quite a few that I do. And so she has requested to speak to somebody in heaven. So I had her set an intention, and I am a direct dial medium, so I use...
Direct dial? Did you just say direct dial?
Direct dial, which means I'm...
As opposed to a trunk call?
That's good. I love you. It's funny.
Love you too.
So what happens is, because I can see these waves of light, they light up with names. So what I do is I ask the person to give their first name only, the connection, and then the first name of the person they wish to connect to. Then they'll come in and I'll describe them physically, how they died, etc. Okay?
Oh.
So this is how it will go.
Okay.
And by the way, I just want to say to the audience that I pray before every event like this, as well as when I do my readings, I pray to God and ask for angels and help, and some of this information is coming through them. Thank you. Okay, so this is how it goes. It's like a telephone number, okay? So you would say your first name, relation to whom you wish to speak to, and their first name. For example, my mother has passed away, so I would say Rhonda, Mom, Sue. Okay, go ahead.
Kate, friend, Randall.
Okay, so was Randall with brown hair, and was he a little tall?
Yeah.
Okay. And did he have a very good, wicked sense of humor sometimes?
He was a stand-up comedian.
Okay, there we go. So I described him, his personality. Okay, now he's showing me a sign of how he passed away. So let me explain this. Every soul that comes in, they come in differently, meaning that sometimes they come in telling me how they died. Sometimes they give me their personality. Sometimes they're able to say cancer or leukemia or, you know, or I'll feel it in my body. Like I'll go, so I'll know it's a chest, but it doesn't hurt me. The other way that they do it is they will point to areas of their body where they have had the illness, or not illness, but the experience of passing away physically. And so what he's showing me is my symbol, where he has his hands at his feet and he's rolling those hands up his body. What he's trying to tell me by that is that something impacted his entire body as part of his passing away.
I don't know the details.
Okay, so you wouldn't be able to verify that.
I would not be able to verify that one way or the other.
That's fine, but at least the listeners get an idea that I get personality, very specific information. Do you country line dance, or do you dance a lot, or was this him?
I was a dancer when I met him.
Okay, there we go. So that's what he's talking to me about.
Of course he is.
Okay. All right. So let me also...
He wanted you to know I was a stripper because he's an asshole.
Oh, he is laughing.
Wait a minute.
God. He's saying something very clear now. He said if he wanted to tell, he would have said stripper, but he said dancer. Okay. Or you love to dance. So he's getting on to you here. So let me explain. I'm getting information through seeing them, hearing them, feeling them, and just direct. And so because the energy is fluctuating, sometimes they'll give me symbols, and sometimes they'll give me where I can directly hear them converse. So that's why you're seeing the difference, because the energy is fluctuating. Now, one thing about a direct dial medium, which is unusual as well, is that you can actually ask questions towards them, and I'm kind of like a deaf interpreter, okay, because I have such a direct dial connection. And also, if we had longer time, you can bring as many people in as you want. They remain the whole time, and they actually go, you can go back and forth, and there's been times where I had to tell
them
that.
It's a party
hush.
Line.
It is. But she has to bring him in.
It's a conference call, yeah. So she has to bring him.
Yeah, in other words, she'll have to ask for them.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. So, do you have a question, or would you like me to give you any other information?
No questions.
Okay. Do you feel like we have him? Because he wants to say something to you. So, let me explain this. Psychic mediumship is not just about entertainment. Okay, the ones that are of the light have a mission to connect to heaven, but also help heal. So our crossed over loved ones come in and out and are around us all the time, and they see our lives and what's going on. And so part of an ethical reading and mission of the light is that you're also supposed to deliver a message of healing. Okay? All right, so one moment. State his first name aloud only, please.
Randall.
Okay, he's saying something about your anger. And what he's talking about is that you go from 1 to 10 very quickly, that it's interfering with clear decision making, and it seems to be very problematic in the moment. And he's really worried about you with this. Now, let me explain worry. They only have worry when they're talking to me to help me understand. But they have no negative feelings. There's no illness. They can be as young as they want to be. So they don't feel sad or worried. He's just giving that to me so he can convey, I guess, I don't know what word to use, but worry. Okay, does this make sense to you?
A little bit, I guess.
Okay, so now don't feed me. What part of that does not make sense? So let me explain. We are 98% correct. Okay, when I say we, I'm working with the team. So if you can tell me what isn't correct, they will solidify it more.
Anger seems very vague, I suppose.
As in, okay, he's showing me a symbol. Let me clarify, are you asking what you're angry about? As in, that's what you're, or are you saying that you don't go from 1 to 10?
I do go from 1 to 10.
Okay, so.
That's fairly new for me.
Yes, no. That's what he's talking about. Okay, so what part of this was confusing to you so they can clarify for you?
What it's affecting, I suppose. In what ways it's counterproductive.
Well,
because in some ways it has been productive,
yes,
to express.
Okay, so let me explain that. Because they also bring in my psychology and my, you know, I'm a psychotherapist. And so they pull it directly out of my head. So I have to say as a disclaimer, I cannot give any sort of psychological advice in this world.
Right.
Okay? But times where you need anger is when a boundary has been crossed or a value has been compromised or for a self-protection. And so it's a good thing. It gives you energy, action. So sometimes we do need anger. However, sometimes anger can go beyond that. That anger is supposed to be temporary. And, okay, thank you. Okay, one moment. I'm looking. I get energetic and medical charts to the side of you. I'm looking at it now. And you're not sleeping well. And so that's one way it's impacting you. Okay? The other thing is you're losing concentration. And it's a very different concentration. It's almost, okay, thank you. And by the way, I'm talking to Maida. She's the one that does this one.
Okay.
And so what she's saying, the kind of concentration is almost as though you can't recover the word that's on the tip of your tongue, and it's happening more than usual. Does that make sense? Okay, so it's affecting sleep, concentration. Okay, not to mention that if it's extended, emotion impacts physical things in the body. Because when I medically intuit, I can see it in what's called the physical energetic body first, and it shows up there, and it's the result of emotions. And then eventually, if it's not taken care of, it becomes a physical illness. So, of course, there's lots of things. Okay, I just heard from him, thank you. And he just kissed me on the cheek. Was he a kisser in any way?
He was a drinker.
Okay. Well, oh.
Come over here.
He just went.
That he was.
So anyway. Whoa, huh? You know, and by the way, I have to say that I'm very humble in what I do. I do talk about what I do because it's important for people to know. But I am so humble in this, in the sense that I am working with a team and I am just a conduit. And so it's important for people to understand that, then, that when I'm doing these readings, I truly am talking to angels and guides and helpers, and also reading energy streams. But believe it or not, this is very scientific, to the point that I actually have an energetic scientist here maneuvering the waves from those who are helping to make sure it goes to the right radio station, which is chakras in the body. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Okay, so he's still here. He's waving. Okay, so he's just saying goodbye, and he just went.
Oh, good, good.
And I do those mannerisms, because sometimes I actually take on the mannerisms of the person. You know, I actually danced a dance routine in the middle of the gallery and got all the steps right. She was a ballerina.
Fascinating. I hope that doesn't happen in this case. His mannerisms are not polite, most of them.
Well, neither are mine. And what I mean by that is, it's so funny, because when people...
You can be as rude as you want to in here, really, Rhonda.
Well, you know,
it's true.
Here's the thing. People look at me, and I'm put on a pedestal. Don't. Because I'm just as human. I have my own problems and all that stuff. I truly do. You know, and so I can be a cursor. I can have anger that goes from 1 to 10.
You can cuss over here because the FCC doesn't control this
fucking
thing.
Well, here's the thing. This is a cool story about cursing and not always putting spiritual people on a pedestal like they're not human.
So because you can look up their skirts.
Yeah, you got it. Well, I grew up partly in foster care by nuns. And it was a very good experience for me. And they sent me on to college and all that stuff. It was a very good experience. So anyway, one of the nuns, Sister Euphrasia, had crippled hands. And she sewed me a teddy bear and put it on my bed. And then she proceeded to show me how to sew that teddy bear. However, Sister Euphrasia was and still is the worst foul-mouthed sailor-talking person I've ever met. She would be watching a baseball, and she'll go, I don't know what I can say on air.
Yeah, whatever
she'll go, fuck, throw the fucking ball, asshole.
My kind of sister.
And then we had another sister that wasn't as bad as Sister Euphrasia, and it was Sister Stevens, and she was a little bitty old lady. And so we had these cottages with high windows so that her nose, if she were to look in the window, would be just right at the sill. And so Mother Stevens loved baseball, but the nuns only had one TV, and they would never let her watch it. So all the cottages, because we were in cottages, all the girls knew what time Mother Stevens' baseball came on, and so we would turn our TVs on, and we never, because she would never ask us, so we all would turn our TVs on, and so we would never know if she would hit our cottage or one of the other ones, but all we could see is her nose in the window watching the baseball game, and she'd be going, shit, hey,
hell.
You know, but she was not nearly as bad as Sister Euphrasia, and she only did it during baseball.
Everybody's got to have their vice, I guess.
You got it.
That's their thing. And baseball was it for these.
You got
things.
It.
That's awesome.
And we're imperfect, you know?
My mother was in the firm belief that shit, damn, and hell were acceptable. And that if you were a lady, you didn't say the other words. Hey. You were allowed those three.
She didn't approve of day drinking either.
She did not approve of
it. So does that mean that in third grade, when the teacher asked you to give a word that begins with B and you said cat and followed by shit? you said your whole life.
Interestingly enough, I homeschooled third grade. She was my teacher in the third grade.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, here's a funny joke. So there was this little boy who was in first grade and they were learning the alphabet. Mm-hmm. But he came from a family where, you know, cursing was acceptable. And she could not get him to answer her any questions without damn, hell, you know. And so she was working with them. So they were given a lesson in front of the class where she said, I'm going to go around and I'm going to say a letter. If you raise your hand, tell me something that begins with it. Right? So she had all these kids and she was trying so hard to try to find a letter for him that wouldn't begin with a curse word.
Right,
so
right.
Finally it came to him and she said, okay, your letter is R. And he goes, rat. Just like the big ones I found in the ditch. They were fucking fat and they were big assholes.
Right on.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Rhonda Manning, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend at the Agri Center is the Memphis Metaphysical Fair. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Memphis Metaphysical Fair.
Yes.
Holistic fair as well.
You can find it at memphismetaphysical.com. There's details there. Of course, you can find Rhonda on her Facebook page. Go befriend her and do all that.
And the website is?
PsychicMediumRhonda.com.
Yes.
And also,
there's a link to all of this off of our Radio Memphis in the Morning page.
Oh, good, good.
Good.
We're swapping links, baby.
Are we ending?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Because I wanted to say that I couldn't end with a curse word. I just can't. You know? I'm still in mission here.
Okay.
You know,
and what would you like to do? What would you like to do?
Well, I was just going to say thank you to God and the angels and the helpers who are coming through at this time to assist to a connection to heaven. And I also disconnect from her friend so that he can return energetically to where he needs to go. And so blessings to everyone. Blessings to all those in service of the light. Amen.
Wonderful.
Okay, that's what I needed to end with.
That's a happy ending.
That's a great ending.
That is a great ending. Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Anytime you want to come in, come back down, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, I would love to, actually. We'll, this is fun.
We'll set something up. We can do something on a regular, as they say. If you got the time. I know you're pretty busy.
Oh, I absolutely got the time. You don't worry about that. And what's going to be fun is as we get to know each other, we can really start driving. Because being on a morning radio show, once we got to know all each other, you know, we were really going.
Curious what our people who wander around here would have to say.
Yes.
I'm very curious.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, some of the spirits that are around here. Yeah, it's pretty, pretty, because we know of at least two of them.
Okay, oh, I catch
tell me,
one.
Don't tell me, don't
often.
Tell me.
I catch them all the time.
I don't want any information, because I can tell you who they are, what they look like, what they do.
Outstanding.
Where most of the energy is, where they tend to hang out a little bit more.
Well, we'll definitely do that. That'll be a large time.
Alrighty.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for popping in, Rhonda. And once again, sorry about yesterday, but get our shit together. It's all good.
I was handling an emergency.
Well, okay.
So I was barely making this show yesterday, so remember.
It worked out beautifully
timing.
Then. Yeah, divine timing indeed.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.